I'm here with Antoine, who's just played a great game of tennis here in the men's seconds. Commiserations on your loss. Can you just talk us through the match?
Well, I think, you know, he was a great defensive player, and so I had to take the game to him, you know, attack, try to hit the corners. But in the end, I guess he was, you know, defended better than I could attack. It was windy conditions today, so it was hard to hit, you know, the ground strokes properly. But well done to him, you know. And we'll come back stronger next time, I hope.
And this means, unfortunately, we have lost the men's seconds. But how do you think the rest of the tennis team will do with the rest of the matches today?
Well, I think we've still got a chance of winning this in the doubles. Strong double teams, but I don't know, they seem to be all right as well. For the ladies, I think they'll win. You know, they've got a great team. And the men's first should be interesting. I have no idea. I think York are a bit stronger, higher league than us. But should be good to watch.
And roses aside, you're going to be the captain of the men's first next year. What are your plans for the future of the tennis team?
Well, we're trying to, you know, the team has been growing over the past few years, but still a fairly small club compared to the big ones like rugby. So I think the aim is making it grow. First of all, we're going to try to get a bit more representation in the uni. We're making the kit compulsory, and also try to clinch a promotion because we're quite low down the league.
And there's lots going on this weekend. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to maybe watching if you get the time?
I'm definitely looking forward to the football.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be big. Water polo tonight as well. Got my mate Martin Paulet playing, so it should be fun.
Okay, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of Roses, Antoine.
Thanks.
Cheers.